Well, tensions in Egypt are running high ahead of a new court appearance by Assad President Mohamed Morsi. At least 10 pro-Morsi protesters have been killed, with many others injured in renewed violence. Casualties have been reported from Cairo, Alexandria, Suez, Ismailia, and Fayoum. The clashes broke out when security forces fired tear gas, birdshot, and live gunfire to disperse protesters. Demonstrators were out joining rallies after Friday prayers to demand an end to military rule and to voice opposition to the new constitution. Similar violence has been reported from Suez, Syriat, and northern Sinai. Security forces rounded up a large number of protesters across the country. Egypt has been tense ahead of Morsi's court and an upcoming referendum on a new constitution. The Muslim Brotherhood has pledged to boycott the referendum, slated to be held later this month. Our correspondent Mohamed Chalabi is going to join us from Egypt's capital, Cairo, to tell us more about what is going on there in Egypt. Mohamed Chalabi, looking at the number of protests, number killed, the number of provinces involved, I would think that it has escalated since we last spoke. Tell us what developments you may have on the different protests and, of course, any deaths, injuries, etc.
Yes, Kavi, the last time we had talked, we had confirmed at least 14 casualties in the five provinces you mentioned, Cairo. Half of the casualties in Cairo alone, along with the provinces of Al-Ismailiyya, Al-Fayoum, Alexandria, and also Suez. And despite the fact we spoke less than an hour ago, the toll has already risen by at least five, at least according to the Anti-Coup Alliance, which says now that the death toll from Friday's mass rallies has risen to 19. Almost half of them in Cairo, again the capital, especially in Nasr City, Al-Ma'adi, and also there are reported killings in Jisr al-Suwais area of the capital. A scary death toll, perhaps the bloodiest day, Kaveh, here in Egypt since October the 6th, almost 50 supporters of army deposed President Mohamed Morsi were killed. And something that is developing here, and as we draw nearer to the Morsi trial, to the constitutional referendum, the crackdown is increasing. And the army is also getting into this along with the police. Police had been left alone for the last couple of months or so to face the protesters, but seemingly it was too hot for police to handle alone today, despite the fact that, again, according to the Anti-Coup Alliance, at least 19 have been killed. According to the health ministry, at least six have been killed. And according to figures that we compiled from different reliable sources, at least 14 have been killed in the five provinces we mentioned. Despite that, there has been a change of tactics from the part of the demonstrators, who are now resisting to the crackdown by returning tear gas bombs at the security forces and by torching several police vehicles in several provinces today and for the last couple of days. And the pictures you're seeing here are attempts by the protesters to decrease the effect of the tear gas bombs and also to make themselves invisible, partially invisible for the security forces so as not to target them easily, because today, again, it was not only police, but it was army and police, and it was not only tear gas, but there was also an excessive use of live gunfire that has obviously translated into the number of deaths that have occurred on this Friday. So, and this is all happening, and we're almost midway through the routine here. You have the daytime protests and then the nighttime protests. So we'll have to wait and see how the protests will proceed and how they will be dealt with. But certainly, Egypt remains very, very, very much on the edge Cave, and this is another Bloody Friday, the bloodiest in about 3 months. And it seems that as we draw nearer to the key dates of the Morsi trial and the constitutional referendum, that things will stay extremely volatile here in Egypt, Cave.
Thank you very much. Mohamed Salabi, of course, Mohamed there from Cairo. Thank you, Mohamed.